welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and I'm here, as usual, with my lovely co-host, Jessica Park.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing, Kevin?
So, what's going new in your world? I know you missed out on sailing this weekend, which was sad because of the weather.
It was a huge deluge of rain up at Lake Lanier. There's like 6 inches accumulation in like several hours. So,
yeah, I know.
The lake is at full pool. It's actually 2 feet above full pool, which is pretty awesome.
I was playing tennis, and we had to take the tennis court, which is like a swimming pool, and like mop it up for hours. It was a city championship, and then we lost. It was
oh, bummer.
It was miserable, yeah. Well, we have a great show today. We have two great people with us. We have Andrew McDonald, who we interviewed at the Alley Awards, but this time we get to go more in depth with him with PPI. And first up, though, on Meeting Pros, we have Tony Friday with Events Boutique. Welcome, Tony.
Hello. Good morning.
I love how you spell boutique. It's so different. It's cool.
Why, thank you.
You want to tell us a little bit how that came about?
When we first started, we searched about how we want to do things. And I'm like, okay, Events Boutique, that sounds so cute. And there weren't any others at the time. Mm-hmm. Over the years, there are now about a dozen. Mm-hmm. So we decided to go with a more traditional, original spelling of the word. It actually comes from and generates in the UK.
Okay.
So we went with B-O-U-T-I-K. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks thought it was kind of cute and unique, and that fits what we do, so we went ahead with that.
That's awesome. Great. Mm-hmm.
So what else sets you apart other than your name from other boutiques?
I would probably have to say our approach as far as, how we plan. We work in a very positively charged, a high communication capacity. We're careful with how we handle our clients. We welcome their feedback, but we do it in a very tactful yet direct and warm way. So, we're never all over the place. We're definitely controlled, and we just remain positive. You know, being an event planner, it's stressful. Mm-hmm. But when we're dealing with our clients,
That's an understatement.
Yes, it is. We were successful in them never seeing that. They rarely see that.
That's important.
And that's our overall goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being behind the curtain.
Exactly. So
what kind of events do you do?
It's a very broad spectrum. We've done everything from launch parties to corporate events to, of course, weddings. We have quite a few weddings. And we're recently moving into the corporate nonprofit sector, which has been a huge accomplishment. And, of course, we do private hotel events. We work with a couple of Atlanta's premier hotel partners. So,
definitely. Great.
Fun times.
I know working for nonprofits has to be really just gratifying for yourself.
It really is, because I have a very philanthropic spirit. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what I do and what's behind what I do is just having an opportunity to quietly give back. And I don't ever divulge who, because mm-hmm. I think that's kind of private, mm-hmm. and that's not why we're doing it.
Right.
But within that, I get to do a lot of things that and support a lot of organizations that I really have a lot of love and respect for.
Awesome. Yes. Do you want to give a shout out to any of maybe those events coming up for our listeners?
We do, for our listeners. I want to give a shout out to the Latin American Association. We're going to be doing their Copa de Latina soccer tournament on June 1st.
Cool.
And, of course, we just recently wrapped up the Ellis Hotels photo shoot for their grand reopening. We did floral decor there for them. We're working in Dominican Republic this year doing a wedding for Rochella. And she lives in Philadelphia. So lots of cool things.
That is really
on.
Cool.
Yeah.
So how do you handle like a customer engagement? Do you guys do the soup to nuts of the event, take it all off of them, or do you do just specific parts?
I got to tell you, in most cases, they hand it off to us. Our goal at Events Boutique is to give the client the ability to simply show up. Mm-hmm. And in many times, in most cases, that's what they want. They may not necessarily be comfortable with the idea at first, but very soon into it, we've built a connectivity with them, and they trust us, and we've yet to disappoint. So we do the whole thing, the whole gamut. And in some cases, they've kind of, dealt with the preliminary elements, securing a venue, caterers, things like that. And then we come in and go through the contracts. We make sure that everything is where it needs to be, that their ROS, run of show is on point, things of that nature. So,
I have to think dealing with different caterers every time can be trouble. Is there a lot of logistical stuff, or you don't really have that quality control over there? Do you ever see any problems with that?
I got to tell you, no, not really. Fortunately, a lot of the venues that we work with come with a team of caterers that we have a rapport with or mm-hmm. have experience in some way. And I won't even mind, touching on a couple of them, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Bold American always does a fabulous job. And, of course, Black Tie Catering, owned mm-hmm. by Spencer, they always do a fabulous job as well. So if you guys haven't tried those folks out, you really, really should.
We hear about those guys all the time here.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over again.
Yes.
So do you have any accomplishments or what's your proudest accomplishment?
You know, I got to tell you, it's probably, no, actually it is, you know, having the courage to start my business. Mm-hmm. It happened while I was in corporate. My back was against the wall. Wasn't sure if I was going to keep my job from day to day. And ultimately, I took the leap. Mm-hmm. You know, I got past my fear of, you know, what if no one hires me? That was my overall, right. you know, concern.
Yeah.
And that by far has been my proudest accomplishment. And then staying in it when things got really tough
yeah.
here last year,
oh, yeah.
you know, and just going into it. I mean, ultimately, a contact of mine here in Atlanta actually gave me a very good philosophy to live on. You know, he said to me, you know, he said, if you're not willing to risk it all, give it all, lose it all, then entrepreneurship is not for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
and, you know, you kind of got to go in there with your armor on, ready to go, and it gets hard, but mm-hmm. it's so rewarding
yes.
if you can stick it out.
Yeah, I started my business 3 years ago and yeah. took a leap of faith after working at the same business for 17 years, so yeah. I can definitely relate to that.
Yes, it's been a long time, and, I mean, I've planned events for over 10 years.
Yeah.
Owning Events Boutique, mm-hmm. we're not even 5 years old yet, and
yeah.
it's been very successful.
Yeah. And you get what you put out there, too. You can tell when someone has great energy, you usually get back that same kind of yep. reward.
Positivity begets yeah. positivity.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
So, Tony, how are you getting the word out there? Other than I know you guys are doing word of mouth because you guys do such a great job, but how else are you really getting the word out about your company?
I got to tell you, I've kind of gotten hounded by that by a couple of my dearest girlfriends. You know, they're like, what are you going to do to tell more people about your business? Because I'm so under the radar, just my personality with talking about what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's still somewhat new to me. But ultimately, it has been word of mouth. And we haven't done any advertising at all beyond our first year.
Wow.
And we
wow.
stay pretty busy, but that is going to have to change, you know,
yeah.
because you can't sustain your business by that. That's not a good business model to just
yeah.
rely only on one source.
Yeah.
So, we of course have social media efforts, you know, getting the website into a good place that we actually
right.
like it. We have a new one coming up. And then looking at some publications and things of that nature, but social media is definitely an area that we're going to be paying a lot more attention to.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. Social media is very important. It's something
oh, yes.
I avoid like the plague, especially
yeah.
Twitter. What is
it's
this
like,
Twitter? I'm a young person. I was like, oh, we're tweeting stuff. I was like, what's the point of that? I still don't
It's
understand.
Like a tweet or a Twitter or a, what is it now?
Tweeter. Or
a tweeter. So, you know, yeah. So I've been avoiding it like the plague, but it's time. I've
mm-hmm.
got to embrace it if I want to stay here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm right behind you. So, Tony, I hear this rumor, and I don't know if it can be true or not, but a $5,000 wedding. You guys can do a $5,000 wedding? Is that possible?
$5,000 weddings are very possible. It really does come
Sign
down to, yeah, yeah. But, you know, it comes down to a client's ability, or they have to be flexible, of course. You know, you have to go into it knowing and being mindful of your options as far as catering, as far as time of day,
right.
as far as the day of the week,
right.
as far as the venue. We have a lot of venues and vendor contacts that offer a variety level of services. So for, you know, clients with intimate budgets, you know, because everyone doesn't want to spend $50,000 on a wedding, whether they have it or not. They just
Definitely.
Don't find it to be sensible.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we tend to err on the side of what's morally correct and what makes sense for the client.
Yeah.
You know, we try to, you know, coach them along the way. But ultimately, if we get a client that is okay with saying, you know, maybe we'll do, instead of a plated dinner, we're going to do this, you know, midday and do heavy hors d'oeuvres, do it past, do something, you know, have a great band come in there, you know, and kind of do it that way. So you can reacclimate some of those funds and have a very impactful, memorable event
mm-hmm.
without going over $5,000. It just depends.
Well, I love how you put it there. I love that terminology. I'm going to use it, intimate budget.
Yes.
That is beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful.
Why, thanks.
So is there anywhere people can go to see this work, different events that you've done or photography or photographs of the different events?
Sure, you can. Of course, there's social media, Facebook. And we've been on several blogs, and we've done work with photographers like Caroline Fontenot and Creative Soul Photo and Jolie Toilet Photography. And you can also find our work on Essence.com under Bridal Bliss. A couple of our events have been featured there as well. And of course, you know, the Knot prior issues, and every now and then you'll see, you know, little bits and pieces here and there in a couple of the city social media publications about myself and or what we do.
That's
awesome.
Great. I know getting featured is a great way for advertising as well.
It is.
It definitely helped me get to where I am, as being featured several times in the early stages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's something that happened the very first year, and it totally wasn't solicited. It kind of just happened, and they saw the work, they liked it, and the next thing you know, here we are in print, and then here we are on, you know, on the Knot TV On Demand, co-hosting 7 segments, I believe it was, about how to plan a wedding in the city of Atlanta. And we featured several different venues that we find to be very lovely.
Yeah.
And that went well.
You should definitely figure a way to coordinate into your slogan, TGIF.
I know, right? That would be kind of cool. That would be kind of cool. It definitely helps me get through the week. In my mind, in my world, every day is Friday.
Right.
So, you know, however we can get through it. And it's actually, it actually is fitting because now it's like events happen every day of the week. So it's not, you know, waiting to a Friday or a Saturday anymore to see fun and excitement happen.
Yep.
It's evolved.
Cool. So, Tony, how does a layman like me know when I need an event planner? I can blow up balloons, and I can make cheese dip pretty well, and I can grill. So when do I know I need an event planner?
It comes down to realizing a couple of things. You know what you want, but you have nowhere or have no way of knowing where to get started. Or you just don't have the desire to plan an event. You want it to be fantastic.
Right.
But you're like, I just don't want to do it. So whether it's time or, you know, you're working with a certain budget or, you just don't have the desire to do it, it's time to probably consider bringing in a professional, someone that knows the market, and to help you out with that. Because it can be a lot when it comes down to cost, especially. Mm-hmm. You know, as planners, we know how to ask for certain things on your behalf. Yeah. And unless you do this every day, you don't even know that those options exist. So we look out in our clients' favor, and of course our vendors, they're fine with it because ultimately, you know, they're happy to have the relationships that we have and vice versa. So however we can help each other is what it's really all about.
Yeah.
Awesome. So if you could go back in time and give yourself any advice, the younger version of yourself, what advice would you give yourself or tip?
Wow. I would probably say just go with, you know, what your spirit tells you. If you are passionate about something, I mean, for me, I started in biology pre-med and wanted to be a cardiologist, anesthesiologist. That's my science side.
Wow.
Bit of a geek, I guess, there. But, you know, I decided after being in a hospital environment, I wanted to be around happier times. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to make life worth living for people, so to speak, and chime into those really monumental moments that they have here. So I would say just, you know, decide what makes you happy. And it's hard to go against the grain of your parents and, you know, the career and, you know, all of that. Leaving corporate has been a challenge. Like, you know, it was such a safety net. Mm-hmm. But being here where I am right now, all I can say to myself is, what took you so long?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I would say follow your dreams, stay focused, work hard at it because it's going to be hard. It's not easy, but it will definitely pay off.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Very inspirational. So, Tony, how do our listeners reach out to you again? I know you gave the coordinates one time, but give them again.
Sure. Online, www.eventsboutique, spelled BOUTIK.com. You can also find us on Facebook /eventsboutique.
Thank you very much. Well, next up, we have no stranger to the Business Radio X, Mike. We have Andrew McDonald with PPI. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing absolutely great. For our listeners that, for some reason, have not listened to our Alley Award interviews, which can't be
can't
many.
Can't imagine why they haven't. Why
only a few hundred out of a million, exactly. Tell our listeners a little bit about PPI.
PPI, we're a full-service staging, audiovisual, lighting production company based in Atlanta, 8 years old. Interestingly, much of our work is outside of Atlanta, but obviously I'm not from Atlanta either. But it's, you know, we have a good stronghold on our business from smaller events to larger events. We've been growing year on year, which is exciting.
Always good.
Mm-hmm. Always good. We're going strong, trying to offer great service in the marketplace.
Definitely. Why did you start the company?
I wanted to do production with a higher level of service.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought there was a gap for that in the market.
Well, there definitely was.
I'm not a technician at all. So I surround myself with people who know what they're talking about there.
That's why I guessed that. So.
So I've got great people who are technicians. I wanted to own a company that owned equipment because I wanted us to be the source that you came to when you needed that lighting.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to offer the additional services that would be that full service experience for the client. So... but I wanted to do it with service. I didn't want to be a lighting rental company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. People can rent Leicos and Shure microphones and mixers
and they never projectors know how to use them.
And from anyone. I mean, there's yeah. plenty of great companies in town that will rent equipment.
Definitely.
But I wanted to sell a service,
not be
a rental company. And that's been the differentiator that I've worked for here, and I think it's working.
Well, yeah. I absolutely love that. Mm-hmm. Coming from a production background myself, and now I'm in radio somehow. So, but I came from a video production background. But just having that, because there aren't many jobs out there for traditional videographers or any much anymore, unless you're going to the film industry or doing this or that, and you really found a nice little niche in there to do these services.
Well, you know, the interesting thing right now is in corporate events, which we do, is corporate larger events typically, although we can touch a little bit on some of the more boutique stuff that we do. You know, video projection, the buzzword is video mapping, but basically treatments of video content is the big thing. You know, mm-hmm. widescreen projection, all of that stuff. And so what we're getting into more is creating that content internally. I have a wonderful designer, Jeffrey Platt, who's in our Orlando office.
Definitely.
Creates fantastic content as well as doing lighting design, but also doing video shoots and creating video content that we then pull into the event for large screen projection, basically. Mm-hmm. So offering that service and creating the seamless look for the client, because it so much is about video now.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Talk about that large screen projection just a little bit there.
Well, you know, we started dabbling in this a little bit a couple of years ago. We did an event for America's Mart, actually, just about a year ago, and we presented a 180-foot wide screen. It was a 7-projector blend, and we created an opening video that was a single video at 180 feet wide.
Wow.
That was extremely dramatic. The client was thrilled. So I actually purchased a screen that's 120 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
We used a section of that for the ACVB centennial celebration here in Atlanta just last month, we were honored to be selected as the production company for that.
That had to have been a very cool event.
And it was spectacular. Yeah. So we used 70 feet of it there, and we're actually heading to Anaheim, California this weekend, where we install the full 120 feet for a client next weekend. So, and then the Icon On has come back around next month,
so cool.
And we're doing 180 feet again there. So
we're
beginning to do a lot more of this, multiple blending with great video talent that we use to do the blending and the processing, and then also creating the content. So,
does it just wrap around the whole room? I mean, how do you find spaces that suit?
At the Marriott Marquis downtown in the new Atrium Ballroom, mm-hmm. that long wall is just a little over 200 feet.
Okay.
So 180 feet is nice.
Perfect.
In Anaheim, we're in a convention center for 6,000 people.
Okay.
So unfortunately that 120 feet will not look quite so spectacular when you're in row 323 using your binoculars.
Definitely.
To see it. But building content, video projection, and building that into creative set designs is
you can integrate their themes
awesome.
And
exactly.
everything.
I don't think I haven't heard of anyone else doing this. That sounds revolutionary.
You know, well, thank you. I appreciate that. There are other people doing it. I like to think we do it better, but
yes.
And with a high level of service. But really being integrated with all that service and then bringing our equipment to the event and executing it is something that's right. important to us.
Well, let's talk about how you guys set yourself apart from the competition.
Mm-hmm. Well, really trying to be that service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You know, as I said earlier, there are plenty of houses in Atlanta and across the country that have truss and microphones and all
right.
that stuff, but really building a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
What and you know, everyone says that, but we work better with clients that partner with us.
Okay, yeah.
We don't work especially well, and we've said so to clients, with clients who want to treat us as a vendor. If you just want a rental house and you want a vendor, there's great options.
Yeah.
That's not the best work we're going to do for you. We're
right.
going to do the best work for you if you partner with us and we're working with you, not if we're working for you. Production is difficult at best. It's a strange industry, you know. We load up 3 tractor trailers, drive to Anaheim, spend 4 days setting an event up, try and make it look like a TV studio because everyone wants it to look like it looks like on TV. So
yeah.
even though it's a temporary installation, you know, pack it all back in tractor trailers and bring it back.
It's a wow value.
They want it to look like, you know, Robin Mead does in the morning on Headline News.
Yeah.
You know, when that studio was set up over 3 months and rehearsed for 2 months, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's the differentiator.
Definitely.
That we want to partner with you, and we want to give you service.
Well, that's the word you drove over and over again is partner, and I mm-hmm. love that. Instead yeah. of the vendor or customer relationship, a partnership. Mm-hmm. And that, yep. I think that speaks just numbers.
Yep.
I do want to give something that's personal to my heart. I want to talk about it. I like to mention it whenever we're talking with production people. Let's talk about lighting, because most people don't know the importance that lighting can set at an event. Mm-hmm. So please talk to that.
Well, you said it. I mean, I don't know what else to say, really. It's frustrating, and it's an ongoing education for us with clients. Yeah. I'm sure not with Tony. But that when you're spending money on wonderful decor or wonderful floral, or you're having a set, or you're having an executive speak, or mm-hmm. whatever it is you're doing, that unless you light them, you really can't see them.
Right.
And that's taking out the fact whether you're going to use IMAG or video of any kind, or mm-hmm. you know, actually going to use cameras on them when it's a different kind of lighting. But if you're at a social setting or a special event setting, absolutely lighting is vital. Unfortunately, the frustration comes where our education bit comes, that it becomes the last thing that people think of.
Exactly.
Now, I understand we're going to be a little bit further down the chain than the venue and the food and the liquor. But you know, really,
lighting should be next after that.
It should be next, or it should be part of a cohesive budget. And Tony's nodding, and I love that. That it should be part of the cohesive budget, not spend all your money on that and then come to me and say, well, I've got $500 for lighting.
For can lighting.
And you know, I'm afraid, you know, no disrespect, but $500 doesn't start the truck up and put someone in it.
No, yeah.
You
not
know?
At all.
So now I can give you two lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not to be too flip about it, but the serious point is that you need to include lighting as part of your overall budget if you're going to be serious about your event.
Well, yeah. It really sets the mood. I know when I go in different events, the Alley Awards was yeah. lit beautifully, mm-hmm. but you go in there, it just sets the whole mood. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing you subconsciously mm-hmm. notice
yeah.
is the lighting.
Well, you know, and now increasingly it's almost all LED lighting, especially for decor lighting now, not so much for stage lighting. When you're lighting a stage, that's still conventional lighting, but LED lighting, which is used a lot in decor, pulls very little power. You're not going to have those big power issues that you used to have when you went to the Biltmore, which is a beautiful space, but mm-hmm. you know, some
yeah. right.
You know, power challenges,
antiquated.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't have those challenges anymore. Also, you know, we have a lot of the battery powered.
So you can just set
units
them up
that are also remote controlled on color changing. So there's no cables.
Wow.
You know, there's another issue is cables. People mm-hmm. don't want to see cables.
Not at all.
Like, well, you know.
Well, the images really run hand in hand with the lighting mm-hmm. because you pay all this money for these awesome photographs of your event, but
right.
if you don't have proper lighting,
right. exactly.
not a lot
exactly.
you can do.
No, I'm thrilled you asked because it's an important part, and the education part to meeting planners and individuals creating their events is just to really, you know, yeah. pull that into your budget.
Well, you can just do so much. You can put a cookie in front of a light and get the texture on a mm-hmm. wall without having to add any drapes or anything.
Exactly, right? mm-hmm. exactly.
So what trends do you really see in the corporate industry right now with any trends?
You know, in the corporate business that I personally handle most of in our business, I have other salespeople that handle other corporate but also other areas, but I mainly do corporate, is really the video stuff, you know, the large video displays, the video content. They want everything to look like it looks like on TV. We did a show last year for a client that we themed the general session around ESPN sports show. What's
Sports
it?
Center?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Obviously,
Got
I don't it. Watch it. But, you know, on that show, when you're watching the screen, they have coming down the side panel, what's coming up next.
Yeah.
So we created custom graphics for that. So we had the side panel with what subject was going to be discussed next, and then we had a crawl on the bottom with the people's name and what was going
on.
So it's all fast moving. So, you know, everyone has a short attention span. Graphics have to be animated. Everything has to have motion. Everything has to have movement. Corporate events have to move quickly. You know, mm-hmm. people have no attention span. They're looking at their phones. They're looking at their iPads.
Yeah.
You have to be entertaining, educational, inspirational, and it all has to happen quickly, and it has to be exciting, and you better keep me entertained or else I'm going to be bored.
Yeah.
Definitely. So you guys do events all over the states, right?
All over the states, yes.
You just came back from, what, you did Washington and
yesterday I was in D.C. and Louisville, Kentucky doing video shoots yesterday.
One day.
But,
wow.
Yeah. And then this Saturday we go to Anaheim for 8 days with a crew of 25 from Atlanta, actually. Great,
wow.
fabulous crew. And then from there to Phoenix for a site visit. and then back here for a night, and then Kansas, Missouri. So
we do a lot of work. You're not busy at all.
It's great.
I'm so glad to hear that you do site visits. I mean, of course, you know, it's so important. I know as an event planner, it's so important to drive the route, get to the venue, see where I'm going to be set up and all that ahead of time.
You know, we're doing a site visit in Phoenix for a client that they're spending a significant amount of money, and you cannot go into a hotel ballroom and execute a show like that without having gone to meet the people you're going to be working with.
Definitely, partnership.
Well, first off, we have to do the rigging plots and make sure it's going to work. I mean, we can come up with the best ideas in the world, but you know, you have to go meet with them. Site visits are crucial. In fact,
definitely,
we've turned down business because a client would not fund a site visit. I mean, you need to budget a site visit.
Definitely. Well,
so much stuff goes wrong anyways.
But right.
Yeah, right.
So
Oh, no, we don't say that. Nothing ever goes wrong.
No, nothing ever goes wrong.
But at least you're prepared. You know where you know where things are.
Because the clients never notice. That's the magic of the production.
Exactly. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Yes, definitely. So, Andrew, here's my most important question. How much does your accent help with your business? I have to think it helps.
I think it helps a lot, actually.
And, I really do.
And, you know, it comes and goes. I was telling Tony in the green room that I had my 20-year anniversary in the States this last Sunday to the day. So some days I have a very mid-Atlantic. I mean, my friends and family will say I sound American.
Okay.
No, it helps. I mean, you know, I have the opportunity when I can pick up the phone and say, hello, it's Andrew, and I don't have to go any further. People know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm fortunate in the Atlanta market that, you know, when you talk about Andrew in production, most people know who you're talking about, whether they like me or not. They know who I am.
Yeah.
So, that's important.
That's great.
I would say it helps.
20 years in Atlanta, 19 years with the Ally Awards.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. I did my first Ally Awards. I moved here in 1993. And in 1994, I got involved in the Ally Awards.
Cool.
Paint the Town Red at the Hyatt Regency Atlanta. I was on the entertainment committee at the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So that networking through that organization really helped me out.
Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. It's a great avenue to meet people.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, Andrew, how do people reach out and contact you in PPI?
I have a fabulous marketing manager, Clydette Morton, who knows everything about that, but she's not here to answer it to you. But I can give you our website.
It's
productionpeopleinc.com. And we are on Facebook. We also apparently are on Twitter and all kinds of other things that I don't know much about. But those are the great places to see us. We've also been published in trade magazines, PLSN. Some of the other ones, Christy Lights has focused on us in some of their media with some of our large display. So you can certainly search us, go to our website. Our website was also recently redesigned in the last year, so we're very proud of that.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't do any – do you guys do any international events?
We've been to the Caribbean. But, you know, going international, if you're going to go international as a production company, you're really going to execute. It's very difficult to take equipment out of the country, certainly if you're going overseas. You know, I would like to do international business. I would like to do business in London. I would like to be able to spend my time. So that certainly is a goal, and we'll see how that goes. We have a client that's teasing us with some international business.
Same here.
So great.
We'll see.
We might be opening a studio in Manchester. So.
Oh, really?
Yes. So we're working on partnering up with that right now.
That would be great.
Yeah.
You won't understand anything that anyone's saying in Manchester.
No, but I want to do the site visit. That's what I'm doing with that
company. You know, Manchester's a great town. I was a musician in my other life and before I moved here, and I played in the symphony. And the BBC Northern Symphony Orchestra is based in Manchester, and I did some work up there for a while.
Cool.
So I want to go see the United play.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, Jessica, how's your Aventrepreneurs group doing? I always like to touch on that.
It's great. It's great. I always try to promote people and all my guests as I have them. And I also wanted to mention, I think, give a shout out to Vaughn Maxson for having introduced Tony and I.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah, I'm very excited to have that connection now. And we're going to be able to work together. So
definitely. Well, we love getting the word out.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.